Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Tony Fruin, who is the Chief Marketing Communications Officer for MSU Division of Residential and Hospitality Services. Good evening, Tony. How are you?
Good evening. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awfully well, thank you. Wanted to talk to you after seeing an article about the need to hike room and board costs at MSU. We're not the only public university across the state doing that.
Sure.
But wanted to talk about the reasons for the increase and how it kind of plays out for those who will be going to school and living in the dorms on campus.
Great. Well, what can I tell you? The rate that was approved by the Board of Trustees last Friday at their meeting was a 4.95% increase to the room and board here at MSU. That keeps us still that's the fourth lowest in the Big Ten when it comes to room and board rates.
That's kind of impressive, isn't it? I mean, in terms of cost.
Yeah, it's going to college is still expensive. One of the things we take real seriously is the burden that a college education places on hardworking families. So we certainly do try to be good stewards with the money of our students and their families. But, this residence hall rate increase, it elevates the room rate for a double room and the base meal plan purchase. Both of those will be going up. We will keep the rates the same for Spartan Village Apartments and a very small increase of about $7 per person per room at our University Village Apartments, where there are about 300 students there.
And how did those get to stay kind of low? It's just a different setup?
Well, in our apartments, I mean, we still have to try and compete with the off-campus market.
Okay.
And they do have the ability to, quite frankly, they can adjust their rates mid-year if they feel they need to do so to spur renting. But this being part of an annual process where the Board of Trustees has to approve this, our rates are locked in for a year, and we don't have the flexibility to move around. So we decided to keep them flat, trying to ease the burden on folks.
And talking about this is a yearly process,
yeah.
And you can do it each year. When was the last increase in this area?
Last increase was same time last year. This is typically the item taken up by the board at their April meeting. This year's increase is smaller than last year's increase that was 5.1%.
Okay. Does this pretty much happen every year? Are there years where room and board doesn't rise?
Not very often. And this year, this increase is primarily, the bulk of it is covering the increasing costs of food. To be honest, our food costs are rising. Commodity prices have been on the rise lately. And then utility prices have spiked a bit. So really about, 3.8% of the rate increase is going to cover really the additional costs of food and utilities. And then the balance of that it's about 1.05% that will be going to cover debt service on our renovations.
And when were those renovations done?
Well, they're ongoing.
Always, like owning a home.
Well, yeah. In 2008, we embarked upon an aggressive strategic planning process that laid out a strategic direction for, let's say, the next 10 years. Our infrastructure was built in the late 40s, early 50s. In fact, our newest residence hall, our baby, opened in 1967.
Wow.
That's Holden Hall. So, our large residence halls were built as 100-year buildings, and they're about halfway through their life cycle, more than that in some cases. And they are in need of infrastructure repair, plumbing, heating, electrical, mechanical. And we're also doing some renovations to the rooms and public spaces, to really meet the needs of today's students.
Now, this translates, according to some articles that I read, on the most basic meal plan. Do you have that information in front of you on the most basic meal plan in a double room?
Sure. You mean what is included in the meal plan?
Well, yeah, what it translates to, this rate increase translates to about $384 a year?
An increase of $224. Yeah, a total room and food. Yeah, an increase of $384.
With a basic meal plan, that's kind of just an example of what the increase. And, it doesn't sound all that big in the scheme of things, but boy, as you said off the top, it's expensive sending a kid to college.
And, it sure is.
And so that'll go from about $77.70 a year to about $81.54 a year.
That is correct.
And as you say, you folks are conscious of, as is the board, of trying to keep it from being out of reach for students from in the state of Michigan and all around the country.
Yeah, we really are. Michigan State University is a pioneer land-grant university, and President Simon has laid out aggressive plans for us to be, we are a top 100 research university, and she wants to really take us to a world-grant status. So some of the things we have to do, we have to consider the institution in a longer context, and we really are competing all over the country for students. So we have to renovate and invest in our facilities to make MSU the kind of place that people want to come to and return to.
When this went into effect or the voted for the increase, do you hear from parents on things like that, or the folks understand that this is just part of what sending a student to college is all about?
I typically don't hear a great deal. The newspapers do print some letters, and some folks don't. Students and or parents or the general public sometimes may not understand, with the economy being so bad, why renovate now? Why spend money and update dining facilities and residence halls and things like that? And, there's a very broad context. A lot of it is the fact that, these buildings are aging and need infrastructure repair anyway. But we also want to renovate the facilities because the students have demands and expectations that we want to meet, and we want to be a competitive world-class institution. So we don't hear a great deal. I think people understand, and when they take time to really understand the whole picture of why we would do it now, I think they understand.
What do you have the percentage of students at MSU who live on campus versus those who are off campus?
Well, the total student population is over 47,000 now, and we typically have usually in the neighborhood of 14,000 students living on campus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good number. I did love a quote from MSU President Luann K. Simon in the Lansing State Journal. She said that the increase was equal to $36.40 a day for, and this is her quote, for a place to live, unlimited food, fresh linens, and utilities. I think it's an extraordinary value, she said.
We think it's quite a value.
Very good.
But we do understand, we do take very seriously the cost of a college education, and we certainly want to provide every penny's worth here at Michigan State.
Very good. Well, I thank you, Tony, for taking us through the process, and we're locked in for this year, so we'll wait for next year and hope things can stay relatively even next year as well.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. I've been
Bye-bye.
Speaking with Tony Fruin, who is Chief Marketing Communications Officer for the MSU Division of Residential and Hospitality Services. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.